Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
No, we don't know why the Supreme Court judge made the decision all of a sudden to call the major turnaround in a country a tax when he's not supposed to make the laws. He's actually supposed to interpret the laws. Mm-hmm. That's what the judiciary branch is, because Supreme Court Judge Roberts, when it came before him, the health care bill, which is a bill for a law for new health care, and we're all for providing health care for every individual that needs health care, but maybe not that way. And all of a sudden, out of the middle of nowhere, he comes back just pale-faced, a little sweaty, and comes back and says, "It's a tax." It's like, what? That's not your job. You don't redefine it. It goes back to, by the way, just in case, I know it's been so long since it's worked right in D.C., but if it's supposed to go back to Congress and they make the law, and they're the only ones that have the ability, to my understanding, to ask for taxes, because they're the most representative government. As a matter of fact, there's one congressperson to every how many people?
700,000.
700,000 people. But senators, there's only two for every state. So the biggest representative form of government in Washington, D.C. is your Congress. So that handful of judges who, such as Sotomayor, who just bought Hillary Clinton's book it wasn't Sam's, but it was the other one on the West Coast.
Costco.
She just happened to be going by, you know. I liked your book, too. You liked your book, too.
All right.
That was good. And, that's pretty cool. And so it's like eight Supreme Court judges.
Nine
Supreme Court judges. So you have one president, you have nine Supreme Court judges, and you have 100 senators, one for every state, mm-hmm. So that'd be two times 50. And then you have, you know, one congressperson, a representative for every
700,000.
You see what I'm saying? So that's more people the people in Congress, you want them. That's why you're looking at a conservative, and I just don't like that word really, because it's a political term. You're looking at people primarily that appreciate our Constitution. They understand, they're hearing the heartbeat of America, because they represent at least one from every 700 plus thousand folks, and they want to stay in office.
That's right.
But they got there for that particular reason. So we should let everything originate in Congress like it should, and the representatives like it should. Then it goes to the Senate, and they have a chance to do whatever they want to do with it. But it shouldn't originate in the Senate. It should actually originate in the Congress. Now, the Senate can actually suggest things, but it has to go back and be approved for the origination to be in the House of Representatives, based on my understanding. But I'm saying all that to say this. The Supreme Court judge doesn't originate anything.
Mm-hmm.
They just look at it and they go, is this constitutional? Is the present thing that presented before me, that your representatives produced and labored and listened to you about and put through, is it constitutional or not? And they say, yay or nay. And then they write an opinion. Their opinion is not law. Their opinion is why they think it's not constitutional, right, why they think it's constitutional. And so, and they just said nothing about tax. Then all of a sudden, you know, I don't know what happened, but we can only imagine what happened that night. It was a long night in D.C. And no one's righteous, no, not one. You got to be ready for that. There's a movie coming out called Persecuted. I don't know the details about it. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about it soon, but it kind of sets that scenario up. That's what's going to happen. Don't believe the press. Don't believe the press. Verify everything. So when we tell you something, we're always talking about, look at the sources. We source what we're talking about to the best of our best. As much staff as we have, as much time as we have, we tirelessly let you know where we got this information from. And we do our best with fear and trembling that we're not going to tell you something. And, you know, we go back and change something, we find a different, but we're trying to give you something you can trust, mm-hmm. and you can verify. I mean, it's sort of like President Reagan said.
Mm-hmm.
And so, which was a Russian terminology, by the way, trust but verify actually comes from Russia, that kind of statement. And so the Supreme Court judge said, it's a tax. It's like, no, that's sort of like playing football, you know, and somebody say, that was a strike. Right? Let's see. There we go. Now I got
tilt, it. Tilt, tilt.
I knew Pat would get that part. I was like, I mean, think about it. I mean, it's like playing football and somebody, you know, throws a pass and they miss it, and somebody says, strike!
Right.
That doesn't even go together. But you know what? All of a sudden, now we merge baseball and football. Mm-hmm. When that judge, and he appears to be, you know, a good man, I have no idea why, you can imagine. And we've heard a few things, a few spirits say a few things. Mm. And we walked away going,
what was that?
How much longer shall we live? I don't know. We should live a while. Anyway. And so we definitely want to be on the right side of the truth, you know, with God's truth. Not we're talking about men's truth. Mm-hmm. And he comes back and says it's a tax. And so now it is a tax, and Congress has the right to tax. But Congress didn't say that. Congress wrote a bill for government-provided health care that they thought it was a constitutional right to be able to provide health care. And nobody really knew anyway, because they first said they have to pass it before they read it, so nobody took ownership of it. And a couple people read it, but now they need Affordable Health Care Act for the mental treatment of going through the, are you serious? I mean, they lost it, like catching flies now. That meant nothing. Mm-hmm. It meant nothing. And so you need to pay attention. We need to understand how it works, because the Constitution, we talk about this, that this is your Constitution. You can get a little small booklet, and that's what it said. I'm telling you what it says. And it said that he could not make law. He could make law, but he can interpret the fact, is it constitutional or not? And since we don't know what the Constitution is quite often, unless we read it, then, and it's not, look at that. I mean, we can do that. I mean, look how thin that is. That's where, I mean.
Even I can read that.
Can you cut and paste that? I mean, but come on. I mean, this is like even an index and some little stuff on the inside. I'm hopeful we'll make this available to you inside the VFN TV store where you can get you a copy of these. I don't know, they're like a couple bucks or something. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.